Hachi Machi, the 2024 Through the Roof Tour is about to launch, baby. Come out and see the boys. It's a stand-up comedy show, and then we answer your garbage questions. You've seen the clips. You know it's a good time. Grab the squad and come see the boys, baby.
Yeah, it starts April 17th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then April 18th, we're going to Nashville, Tennessee. April 19th in Tampa, Florida at the Tampa Theater. April 20th at the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Get all those tickets and tickets for all the other cities on the Through the Roof Tour at RUGarbage.com. Not so fast there, gang. Shout out to Mint Mobile real quick. You're already paying for rent, for groceries, gas, or electric. You don't need to spend a ton on your phone bill. Mint Mobile has you covered with plans for just $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It sounds too good to be true, but it's real. My wife uses it. She's been using it for years. It's fantastic. All plans come with unlimited talk, text, high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You keep your same phone, your phone number, all your contacts, and it couldn't be easier to make the switch. To get this new customer offer for your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/garbage. That's mintmobile.com/garbage. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/garbage. Additional taxes and fees and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Now let's get to the show.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grew up to be classy.
Yeah.
Or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here at Tootie's in a new edition. She's upstairs shaking off the weekend a little bit.
Okay.
A couple of aspirin, a little liquid IV, trying to get her head on straight, and a bowl of chili for some reason.
Got to clean her out.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of RU Garbage. He is an international businessman and my best pal in the whole wide world. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
What up, gang?
Hey, pal.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
Through the roof.
Cooking. And obviously, the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/RUGarbage. You go over there, you sign up, you get up to 2 bajillion hours worth of content over there.
Yes, you do. And make sure you go to RUGarbage.com. To get all your tour tickets.
Woo.
For the True to Roof Tour 2024, baby. We're coming everywhere. And how about a nice shout out to our producer, Extraordinaire, the magic man. Makes us all look good. Works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours. He crosses the T's and he dots the I's. It's T-Bone McScruffins, Toby McMullen, everybody.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, what up, pal. T-Bone?
We have an all-time silly goose.
Yeah. We got a pal in here.
Oh, good time. It's just a fun, a guy who walks in and say, ooh, I'm about to have some fun.
Lives in a neighborhood, stops by, knocks on the back door, come in, have a cup of coffee, sit down, shoot the shit a little bit.
That's right.
That's right, gang. The long hair ain't lying. We couldn't be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guest back with us again today. He is an extremely funny stand-up comedian and podcaster. You can hear him every week on his amazing podcast, Friday Night Greg. And he's got a brand new comedy special out right now on his YouTube page. Nobody presents Greg Stone. Give it up for the one and the only, Greg Stone, everybody.
Hey.
Who let Stoney the dogs Maloney. Out?
Detective Greg Stone with that outfit on.
Yeah, I'm right. No, but seriously, who let the dogs out? My dog got hit by a fucking car and no one will know what for it. Who let my fucking dog out? Thanks for having me, boys. I like radio voice. Thanks for having me, boys. Good to be back.
There you go, pal.
Tobe, great to see you.
Great to see you.
Couldn't be happier.
I love seeing you, pal.
No, me too. I got a special guest who might be popping in. I don't want to spoil it, but maybe we'll see him in a little bit.
Okay. I've never been more nervous in my life.
He's a good friend.
Who do you owe money to?
I got $200. It's a puppet. It's going to be a good time.
I wish. No, it's a friend. It's my friend, Big Daddy Vapes. Good guy. He comes in.
Big Daddy Vapes.
Big Daddy Vapes.
Okay.
We'll see. Maybe we'll see. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Did you ever have a dog get hit like that or anything like that when you were a kid?
Oh, my God, I did.
You did?
And I kind of wasn't thinking about it until you just said it.
Thanks
Rusty.
For bringing that up.
He brought it up.
No.
You made it real.
Did you say Rusty?
No, it wasn't Rusty. Rusty didn't go out like that.
My mom got Rusty.
Rusty died on the Arizona. What are you talking about?
We had a dog. We had these dogs, and every time one would die, my stepfather would immediately replace it with the exact dog.
Love it.
And so all of the dogs.
I think
dogs,
that's what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
To not feel the pain.
He never felt
anything.
Yeah, that's not good.
When Willie, I know I'm touching you, yeah. But Willie, when Willie was ready to go, I was going to school. I must have been 7 years old.
Willie sounds like your younger brother or something.
These are all names from guys he knows in the dog track.
I know.
Hey, Rusty Willie.
Then there was Bilbo. There was Cleveland. He was from Texas.
Willie owned an auto body shop.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm even telling the story. It's way too dark. But my stepfather goes, I was like, all right, see ya, George, going to school, whatever. And he goes, see ya, say goodbye to Willie. And I went, bye, Willie. He goes, I'm putting him down today.
Jesus.
And that was it. He just said, say goodbye like that. I'm like, what the fuck?
It also sounds like he made this decision on his own without, like, running it by the family.
He's three years
Willie,
old.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He was spry as a young cat. Now, I can't talk to you until I give you the prez.
Okay.
I, you know, Foley, we're on the same page with things.
We are.
And I have this storage space full of toys. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got to bring a little something for Foley. And I got something. I got to say, Toby, though. I completely forgot you existed. I love you.
Man, the truth hurts sometimes.
I mean, I thought they were pushing the buttons themselves. But I don't know. I just, and hey, I got something in my bag.
I gave you a goddamn hug when you walked in.
I couldn't have been happier to see you. I've never felt more warmth in my life.
He called you Tony.
But I mean, I don't know what happened. I just walked in. I'm like, oh, motherfucker, you didn't bring presents for the nephew. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got a present. This is very exciting for me because I like to bring prezzies. This was from my storage space. And my wife has got me selling stuff now. I'm getting rid of stuff.
It's rusty.
it's a dead dog carcass.
It's a stuffed Willie.
No, it's a gum with no cereal.
What's
this,
that?
My friend, is a Mezco Destro. This is a high-end 1/12 figure premium action figure.
In the bag,
I love it.
In the bag. I accidentally bought 13 of them.
I remember that. I remember hearing stories like, yeah, I bought four. I won 47 bids on the same thing.
So we got too many. So one goes to you. And listen, Kippy, I know, little Kippy.
Better be a pack of heaters in there for me.
Let me tell you that, though. You open that thing, you're going to be like, this is unfucking believable.
Smells like weed.
What, okay.
Yeah. This is nice. We'll put this up. He's put together already?
Yeah. Well,
I thought you were going to hand me a model.
So many accessories, though.
Okay.
Open that thing up.
You want me to open it up now?
I mean, I don't know if it's good for the podcast.
No,
but it's
what
good
the
for
hell?
Me.
I'll open it up.
So many.
And there's a little like G.I. Joe.
There's a little package in there, silica. Don't eat that. It'll kill you. It'll kill you dead.
Hey, don't snort that, fat boy. Ah, he's all right.
That was a great Kevin James bit. He goes, who buys a radio? And he goes, ooh, cool, gum.
Now you.
Ah, it's a good looking Destro.
Dude, it's got full clothing, lots of
his
hands.
His hands fell off. Lots of hands.
So many hands.
He's got a number one hand.
He points at the boys.
Okay.
Says, go get him.
There you go. Look at that.
That's a high quality premium.
Beautiful.
How much I spent on it.
You that's know, I love class. Ooh, this is nice. Whoa, that's covered?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, these are actual clothes.
Yeah.
He's got a piece on him, too.
This is a thing that you hand on to your children. Now, I know you're not into action figures.
Sure.
So I brought you a little something I think that you could enjoy.
Okay.
Chicken fingers.
A bag of cigarettes.
And I understand you like Marlboros. These are the gold. These are the Marlboro Lights gold.
Why are they not in a pack?
Because I had to buy them loose. The lady wouldn't sell me the package.
Wait, you,
are you serious?
Individually.
You bought a pack of Lucy's?
Oh, yeah. $3 each.
That's a $70,000 pack of cigs you got here.
And I ate the apples out of that bag, so they had now an apple taste to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you
very
much.
Very exciting, right?
I mean, I feel a little homeless at the moment.
Those are getting thrown out.
No, they're brand new. I still got the... No. Yeah, I don't want to ruin the bit. I mean, I still got the box. If you want to return them.
Return them. You get a gift receipt?
What's up for you? You can take them back. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good bit.
I thought you were going to pull out a receipt, genuinely.
But you're still in the Marlboros, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Stoney, I appreciate it. You know, on the low, Uncle Hank loves his toys. He loves his cartoons. Me and Stoney have a strong connection with it.
Yeah.
You gave me my Superman, my Christopher, I think it was Mezco.
Oh, yeah, same company.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
they do a
really good job.
That's how people get all the gifts, you know, that's how they get them. You know?
He'll be up on the set very soon.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I didn't even want to give you that thing, but the idea of giving you cigarettes.
13 of them. And do you actually have, do you have a storage unit now?
Yeah, I got a storage unit too. We got problems.
Man, when you die and that thing defaults and they're doing storage wars and they open up that thing, holy shit.
So my kids, every
the
year.
The richest 9 year old ever.
Every year for my birthday, my plan is I go, for your birthday, we go to the storage unit, you pick one thing.
Oh.
And they could just rifle through it. You know what I mean?
It's pretty good.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Though.
I just thought the idea of
I would be mad.
What? Yeah.
Dad, you're holding out on me? You got all these toys here?
You gotta go to like Essex County, New Jersey to get a used toy?
Yeah, that's not gonna look good.
Dad, why don't we go play football or something?
Yeah. Especially if you're dressed like that, bringing a little kid out to a storage unit.
Yeah, come to my box. Come into the metal room. Yeah, no, you know.
He's walking out with one toy and tight lips.
Not saying a word. That's a fun bit to do with my children. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Anyway.
All right, why host this thing? Why don't you do some questions?
I mean, man.
All right, I'm next. All right, so where are you from? All right, cool.
Dude, a half a second of silence and he freaks out.
Start smoking one of the cigarettes.
This has to go well for me. But, Tob, I didn't forget about you.
You did.
I got you a USB-C
charging block.
European charger. That says Greg on it.
That I'm going to need to borrow.
That's memorabilia right there.
Anyway. I'm gonna need that back.
I can't believe you forgot about me after that war we fought in.
I know. Oh. I didn't forget about you. I just forgot
about you.
You existed.
No. For on-air purposes, you're saying.
Can I tell you what happened? I got a garbage story for you.
Please.
Unless you have something lined up. And please, do not talk about how part of my mustache is missing. I also know.
I did notice
shit,
that.
What is happening? I don't know.
I don't know.
It might be some kind of
weird. On the business end of one of them cigs.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to go to the doctor and they'd be like, oh, this is the rare sign of a tumor or something.
Wait, what is that? That's on a misshave?
I went to a haircut place. So here's the thing. I went to a haircut place, $20, you know, very cheap. And I went, hey, all right. And then he clipped my stash.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, okay, no. But then my beard grew and I shaved the beard and this part's still missing. So I don't know what's happening because it should be even now. Now I got to see a doctor.
Dude, you look crazy now.
I feel crazy, Daddy.
I kind of want to give you the toy back. Don't smoke those cigarettes.
Oh, no way. I'll go, I didn't know you get wet.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to, let me see that.
My face?
Would you go clean shaven?
Yeah, but then I have so much skin.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you know, my face comes out and it's like, ugh, yeah. What is that? I look like a Momo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm bad too with it, man. I would never, I just trimmed this because he was saying that below here was too long, but yeah. I would never, it would take so much for me to put an actual razor to my face.
Yeah.
It is not good.
But back then I used to get the Mach 5.
I used to do it every week.
Yeah.
And I just live.
Yeah.
Now it's like, ugh, it's like, it's so much. It's
so much better with the beard. I always had that thing though, when I was a kid, if you were a beard guy, there was only a few dudes that had beards when I was a kid.
Same with me. There was no beards in my family. Only a lot of mustache guys.
Yeah, it was like one or two of my dad's buddies that had one.
I always felt like they were swingers.
Yeah, they didn't have kids.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
They were married to some lady named Marlene or something like that. He drove a Corvette.
They wore jewelry of
some kind.
Yeah. Hunted cheetahs.
You go over to their house like during the week for dinner every once in a while. I'm like, yeah, beards are no bueno.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But
yeah, you gotta, I think you should.
I gotta talk to somebody about this.
You gotta
I gotta go to Rogaine. Like, can I get 1 inch of Rogaine just for this little piece? Can we do that?
Wait, do you think that's what it is, or you think he just, I think he clipped you, and you didn't realize.
But look, is it, what's happening here? Are you getting close?
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, there is. There's lack of growth.
You got half a Hitler, dude.
Yeah, maybe if I could buy a Hitler, I could just pop it in, it would fill it in.
you got the reverse hit?
Yeah.
Get a Merkin?
I got a Hitler mustache. It's not what you think. I got a hole. I gotta fill the hole.
Damn.
Yeah, it's no good.
Maybe I'll try to shave tonight. I don't know. I should kill my...
Jesus.
Doing good,
say
man.
Say goodbye to Greg. Yeah. No, really say goodbye to Greg.
We're putting him down tonight.
See you soon, Willie.
Did you get a new Willie?
Yeah, no. So it was Willie. Bucky was the one that got hit by a car.
Ah.
Jeez. Bucky was wild.
That's what we were talking about, yeah.
And he flew out. He got hit by a car. My stepfather brought him back. Remember when Superman was holding Supergirl? And he was like in like Infinity Crisis, some comic book bullshit. I don't remember what it was. He carried the dog back, and we all cried. And he went, "No time for tears." And he buried him in the backyard.
Sounds like a bit of a hard ass. No,
yeah,
no, man. My stepdad is a psychic.
Yeah, we've talked about
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he told me when I was very young. You know, he went to get in trouble. He says, "I don't ever want to see you on the other end of my gun." That's what he said. I said, "You could just not shoot me, pal."
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, just not shoot a 9-year-old. You'll be all right.
What the hell? Hey, wild man.
Can you check on those pizza rolls? We had Fluffy got hit by a car.
Oh,
getting put to sleep's different. When it happens suddenly, that's when the trauma sets in.
Yeah.
We had Fluffy get tagged.
All ours ended up at the farm for, you know, they, yeah, we had a gaggle of bad dogs.
What do you mean the
farm? They went and put
them
down.
No, that bullshit.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're taking them to the farm, which, you
but
know,
you
it is.
Because they were bad dogs?
No, they were just older and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
But, like,
right.
I mean, like, we just had a, you know, through the 80s and 90s, there was just.
Wait, are you telling me that when they say they're bringing the dog to the farm, that they're putting them down?
Yeah.
There is no farm?
It's not a state penitentiary.
I thought that for the longest, like, it's like hacky, but I thought that for the longest time. And I was mine went to the farm. Remember?
Yeah.
It was, I was old enough to, like, call my brother and be like,
yeah,
have you put this shit together yet?
Like, something's up.
Patches is done.
Patches.
Yeah, it was Patches and Rusty. My
mom just pulled the trigger on her where she takes a dog daycare. It is a farm. And she always thought that they took them in every night. And, like, put them in, like, a barn with, like, heated, you know, like the lie that they tell you as a kid.
Yeah.
Of, like, well, no, he's going to be out at the farm, and they have a big barn, and all the everybody sleeps in there. She went and picked them up early last time, and it had rained. The dogs were all soaked. Apparently, the guy was just leaving them outside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Do that?
No shit.
It's abuse.
And they just went, and they washed them. Before the people get back, they give them like a nice wash, they look all fresh.
We don't take care of it all.
She was like,
last 5 minutes.
Yeah, we blow dry. All hands on deck. Yeah,
yeah, it's like everybody get here.
Give them a spa treatment.
Yeah,
your parents asked. You had a good time, all right? Shut up. Take this bag of cigarettes. Don't tell anybody.
Now, those cigarettes are good, by the way.
Yeah,
they're smokable.
He's not gonna smoke them.
They're smokable.
Yeah,
no, he's
I got
not
too. I'm
smoke
too
them.
Weird. You handed me a loose bag of cigarettes.
That's not gonna happen.
That sounds like a setup where I come from. Yeah.
What do you think's gonna happen?
I don't know. What do it's you never think? Happened.
Arsenic.
You know, cigarettes are $16.
Yeah, I buy them every day.
That's crazy.
That was an expensive bit, by the way.
Yeah.
I respect it.
I mean, what sucks is, I mean, okay, let's jokes aside.
How much is that Destro retail for? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm not gonna check eBay for you.
Really?
I mean, retail. I mean, I get a discount.
34. Why?
Because I. Come on.
You bought 40 of them at a time.
No, I told him very early on that I do action figure reviews.
Ah.
And so because of that, I get this deep discount. I've never done a single fucking review in my life. Not a single fucking one.
I respect the hustle, baby.
They won't stop it, and I just keep going. I tell you this. Hey, we're. Hey.
Have they ever
like
asked? Have they ever asked to see?
They've never asked.
Some of your work.
They've never seen. I mean, sometimes I try to tell. Hey, this is a big. I get Destro, Mezco. Buy a Mezco, everyone.
There
That's
you
it.
Go.
That's worth it, right? There we go.
Toby, cut that.
I do a review at a Destro.
But that's probably like a honey, probably like $100 figure.
$100? So you spent $1,300.
No. I got like three or four of them.
Okay.
By accident. I said 13 for bits.
And when did she put the? Because as our friendship has progressed. The room in the back room in your apartment slowly became your showcase room.
Yeah.
And then it got a little excessive, and I knew you were saying your wife was putting her foot down. When did you have to pull the trigger on the storage unit?
When the child came, my wife said, you can have three figures in the house.
Wow.
She said, she gave me this little shelf, and she was like, that's your shelf, but the kids need a room.
Sure.
So the kids go in that room now.
Put the kids in the storage unit?
Yeah. So we had to just put everything in the storage unit.
So wow.
It's like, yeah. And it's,
so you have there's a storage unit out there full of toys.
Full of toys.
That's pretty cool.
And I go in there, and I just smile.
Do you go there sometimes? You just hang out?
I just go in. I tell it to my wife. I'm like, I got to go put something in the storage unit. And I open it up, and I just go in there, and I go,
really?
And I,
is it like,
I open
are they?
Up.
Is it displayed at all, or
no.
Like they're all in like
they're in bins? But I have one table, so I with one chair and like a weirdo.
Man,
I sit at
the
table.
Saddest
chair.
Fucking scene.
Are you serious?
And I open the guy, look at him, and I go,
"He's
hey,
in the
buddy.
Dark. There's no lights in there.
How you doing, friend? You know,
it's been a while.
So you can't live in here. You know that, right?
Yeah. So what I'm telling you guys is, I really need you to watch my special.
Of
all right,
course.
We need this thing to cook. I gotta live. I gotta get my toys out. No.
Nobody presents Greg Stone. One of the funniest.
Yeah.
Thank
one of my
buddy.
One of my personal faves.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean? We love you.
I know you love me, but
oh,
we've
you
had our problems.
Dude, he is on edge today. How many cups of coffee did you have?
Knock, knock. Who's there? Bonerville. Shout out to Blue Chew. Gang, we all know you're great in bed. Not all of yous, but some of yous for sure. We're not questioning that, but if you could, you can be even better, and that's where Blue Chew comes in. It's a service that sends ED meds straight to your door with the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost. It's a fantastic product. They really got all the kinks ironed out over there. The best part is that it's all done online. There's no talking to some doctor or waiting at the pharmacy. When you go to the site, they know what you're there for. You don't have to go. You don't have a receptionist going, hey, what's bothering you today? And you're like, I can't get hard. That's not the problem. So there's no talking to a doctor waiting in the pharmacy. You just consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll get the prescription in days. You can take the tablets anytime, day or night, so you're always ready to go. Here's the turkey. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it, baby. And we got a special deal for our You Garbage listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code GARBAGE at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code GARBAGE, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the show.
Now, I tell you this, and I'm going to ruin the bit. I bought those cigarettes.
I don't even know what bit we're in. Yeah, yeah.
I bought is there really somebody coming here?
This guy's throwing seven different kinds of smoke.
I'm a little
right
freaked out. I'm not going to lie. I bought those cigarettes fresh about 3 minutes ago and dumped them in a bag because a bag is funnier.
Yo, 100%.
So you could smoke them. They're good.
Okay.
I like how you didn't think that we picked up on that.
Yeah. Like you were walking around gathering.
There was no apple, okay? I made up Willie. I don't know what to tell you. I was on the spot and I made up Willie.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, God.
I just hate to see cigarettes go to waste. Although,
no, they'll be smoked.
Yeah, I'll probably end up smoking them.
Those could also be your homeless cigarettes.
But was there an apple in there?
There was an apple.
Ah, see, that would ruin it for me.
Why?
I don't know why.
You'll smoke those for sure.
Yeah, I get jammed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's constantly jammed up. They'll smoke half that pack this week.
You should throw them out to a crowd like the Joker in the Batman movie, you know? Just get, throw cigarettes to kids. Eat this one.
Did that happen?
Did that happen?
That was in the movie.
I didn't see the movie. I've been lying this whole time.
I don't even like action figures.
I wanted to ask the both of you a question. Kevin, I know you don't. Stoney, do you read at all? Not comic books. Do you read books? Let me rephrase that. And this goes for everybody. When was the last time you sat down and read something?
Seriously?
Yes.
Third grade.
Should have been doing it way after that, by the way.
No, I have like dyslexia and ADHD and all that bullshit. So reading a book is very hard. So I try to do audiobooks, but I start reading and then I get distracted. I read the last book I read was DMX. It was a DMX autobiography written and told by Smokey D, some guy named Smokey D, which I powered through because I gotta read this DMX book. But I didn't.
That's insane.
It's very hard to read. I have a hard time reading.
Because the reason I ask is we're trying to not do the phones at night and all that stuff, the radiation, the blue light, the this, the that. And I got handed a book the other night. This is my book to read now. All right. Just she wants me to read this book.
It's Chicken Fingers for the Soul.
Mark Twain's Letters from Hawaii. And I started to read it. And I can't really read anymore. Yeah. I swear to God.
I don't know if you ever could, if I'm being honest.
Dude, I actually reading a book, and I was reading it out loud. And I sat
with your dude, there once was a man in Hawaii.
Dude, I swear to God, because I was just trying to get into the habit of it. And I was laying there, dude, I can't fucking read.
I hate
that. I don't know what 60% of the words mean.
Dude, imagine you're trying to sit down, get away from the phones, a little peace and quiet, and then it's Hank just going, what does incongruent mean?
Yeah. Dude, literally.
What is table of contents?
And that's another question I had.
You're calling them chapter books?
That's another question I had. Do you read the stuff in the beginning?
No, never.
The intro or any of that stuff?
Get me to the fucking meat and potatoes.
Yeah, so you're allowed to skip all that stuff.
I mean, of course. These aren't federal laws.
Yeah. I only know I'm only going to read 4 pages of this book anyway. I can't waste it on some guy being like, well, this is why Daryl was the greatest man I ever met.
Yeah. Is that what the introduction is?
Yeah,
what is the
intro, foreword? Yeah.
What is that?
I believe the foreword is typically from another person, right? And it's like about the book or the project and the author as a person, just to like give you some context on the person writing the book. I think.
All right, so because I always skip that,
you shouldn't have to pay for that. It should not be in the price of the book.
I agree.
You know, three
should
pages.
Be an extra pamphlet.
Yeah.
Just get to the start of the goddamn
story.
That's
the story. Patreon. Get out of here. So, can I tell you this?
That's the bonus content. That's patreon.com/books, everybody.
I've been reading to my kid lately, and man, it's embarrassing.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He's two, but I'm like, the dog went far. The dog went far, and I'm missing words, and
no
I'm like,
way.
Because I just don't read fast.
Is
anymore.
He old enough to be like, what's the deal with this guy?
Like, yeah, he's like, I read better than that.
What the hell's wrong with his mustache? This guy can't even read.
Hey man, you're freaking me out. Why the hell are we in a storage unit? Okay, all right, that makes me feel a lot better. But it's
how many pages you knocked down so far?
Like two or three. I think I got through one letter. That's he was funny. Pulling up.
It was A.
You're like, I'll take
one letter.
I'll take the radiation.
That was funny.
No kidding. It's him pulling up to Honolulu, I think, on a steamship or something like that. It's fun. Actual letters that Mark Twain wrote.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
Okay. Which is crazy to like sit down at the end of the night and like be like, you know, I just pulled into whatever. Like, could you imagine us doing that?
Writing a woman a letter?
Not even writing a woman a letter, but like writing down things like that.
Yeah, no, it's impossible.
At the end of the day. And like having it be like slightly poetic and good. Does that make sense?
He was
but I mean, like, that's what
writer.
You did. I mean, yeah, it's hard to think now, but like, I mean, you essentially do that. If we have a show in Cleveland, we fly to Cleveland and then you text your lady, hey, just got done with the show, going to bed. Like, yeah, you just don't have to write it like a bozo.
I mean, this was. These are like pages long.
Yeah, he had nothing else to do.
My dearest Sophia and all that kind of stuff. Whatever her name was.
You're really retaining it over here.
I'm not, man. I don't couldn't tell you one thing.
I swear I always try reading and then I'm like five pages in and I'm like, oh, I haven't been listening to myself.
No.
Like I've been reading, but my brain has been in Hawaii.
And it's so much setup.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You weren't listening to yourself at all that whole time?
It's,
I missed the whole thing.
It's so much setup and so much description. I forget where the guy is.
Yeah, just give me a book. Like, she went to the store. She met a guy. The guy was great. They got married. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. I did see something cool yesterday, though. I drove out to Jackson Heights to go to a hot pot place. Now, this is more my kind of action.
I saw a hooker.
No, we were out to Flushing, Queens to go to a hot pot place, and we drove through Jackson Heights. And man, I gotta tell you. There's an overpass out there that is Chop Shop Alley. It's just burnt cars all the way down the line under the highway, and there's like different people like taking a light off of here, a tire off of there. This, you know what I saw? Craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I saw a boat on the street.
Yeah.
With no trailer, just a fucking boat on the street.
Oh, just like slopped?
Just slopped.
Like a river had passed?
Like the river had passed.
Wow.
Like Mark Twain had written a letter from it.
Hey, I think we're getting robbed. That's the name of that letter.
You know what I was thinking would be fun that we could do for the show? Like, speaking of boat.
Steal a boat?
No, riverboat gambling trip.
Ooh.
That is fun.
On the Mississippi.
Would you be in on something like
we'll
that?
We'll get some suits or something.
We'd have to fix the mustache,
we'll dress
obviously.
Up like it's the 20s.
Some seersucker joints.
Yeah. Go fucking riverboat gambling.
I'll do anything. My life is just children now. So anything close to fun. I'm so excited to be here just because I don't talk to human beings anymore. Like, this is so great.
I picked up on that.
Yeah. It's great to just be like,
I think you're a little rusty
people.
On that.
But I'm mad at you still. Why have you guys not attempted to get the greatest guest of all time for Are You Garbage?
Who?
Oscar the Grouch.
Ah.
I told you this last time. You still haven't done it.
Yeah.
You got to tell us that last time. I think we did make
who's
some
his manager?
Inquiries.
No, Big Bird said we're a brand risk.
Yeah. We did make some, all jokes aside, we did make some type of inquiries to that, didn't we?
Who did?
I thought we did.
Who is the we in this?
You and me. I thought somebody, you and I.
Oscar, they have like
I'm a learned.
I'm
a reader.
You just have it as a clean episode. They like T.I. comes on Sesame Street and
we're
shit.
We're pretty clean.
That's what I'm saying.
That was community service for him,
except
the way.
Except for you handing us cigarettes on air.
RICO charges.
It's a fresh bag.
Yeah, I don't think I ever talked to Oscar the Grouch.
That's
something I would remember.
We'd speak to him personally. I think we reached out to somebody.
Hey, Cookie Monster, zip it, will you?
Hashtag get Oscar. We got to see Oscar on this podcast.
That would be fun. Where he grew up, how'd he get in the can?
How'd he get in the can?
That's underneath that. Like? Is he wearing pants in there or what?
I wouldn't.
The first thing you say to him, are you wearing pants in that thing? And they go, yeah, we're going to stop
yeah,
this
got
interview.
It, got it, got it. We're talking about how big T-Bone's dick is.
Hey, what's that piece of dill look like, huh? All right.
Oh, God.
Let's quit screwing around. We got Greg Stone here. Uh-huh. He's got a brand new special out. Nobody Presents Greg Stone. It's on his YouTube page. Do yourself a favor and check it out. We're going to do some cues with you.
Yeah, gang.
Mr. Stone.
As you know, when you sign up for the Patreon, we'll answer your garbage question on the air. What is that?
It's a candy bar. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just had it in my pocket, my little vape pen.
Oh, he's a vapor. Oh, is that Big Vapes or what? Oh, Johnny
Big Daddy Vapes.
Big Daddy Vapes.
Yeah. Is it I got a new one. I'm very excited about it.
Is it flavored?
Yeah, it's flavored as marijuana.
Oh, it's a weed vape.
Yeah, because I can write this off as like I'm not allowed to smoke weed like these kids. But if I'm on a podcast, I'm like, honey, I got to get high. It was a podcast.
Sure. His wife's going to hate us.
Man, you're playing all the angles.
They made me do it,
babe.
I don't
like this. She don't listen to my comedy. She don't know.
Stone is on edge. Am I wrong or am I right?
Am I? What did I do?
Not on edge. You're a kooky patooky kind of guy.
I mean, it's been trouble for me. I'm drowning financially, emotionally, and physically. But I'm happy to be with some friends.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the show, baby.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, here, let's get into it. This one's from Joey B. Are you garbage if you only found out your uncle was arrested in a bait car sting because you and your family saw him on 2020? Man, when that bait car shit dropped, that took over the country.
Wait, what's a bait car?
So if the cops would put a car where they could seize the engine, and they would leave the keys open, and it was always in Newark.
Put cameras and stuff.
It was always
there.
In North Jersey, where like they would steal, and it would be cams.
Where I grew up was I grew up in Bloomfield, a block out of Newark.
Yeah, that's what was there.
Yes, it was the most cars robbed in like the entire planet.
Yeah,
like 10 minutes from my house.
Uh-huh.
Not
we
now
had
though.
These teams.
Isn't Newark on the come up these days, or am I misinformed?
I've been there in a while. Depends if you're talking to the mayor or the people who live there.
Yeah. They have different opinions, I'm sure.
Attorney General says things are good.
Yeah, that was fucking, that one, man, you would go into fucking school or whatever the next, be like, did you see it? They'd shut the engine down and start talking to him.
But they figured
that, freak out.
Did they figure that, oh, they talked to him in the car?
They'd be like, you are under arrest, this is a sting operation, and they'd be fucking.
Is that entrapment?
Yeah, that's entrapment. I think that's why they stopped doing it. Because
no,
it was entrapment.
Can you get some eyes on that?
I have seen the bait bike videos. Those are all right.
Those are kind of mean.
Butt? Yeah, the, huh?
With the like pole that goes with the guy's butt?
Yeah, I've seen that one. And I was, the one
that
with
was
the
on Porno.
That was delicious.
The one with the rope is pretty brutal.
They just fly off?
Oh, yeah. That's mean.
And they all stay
off. It's always pointing downhill, too. So, for the listener, if you're not familiar, they lean a bike. It's always in like San Francisco, down one of those fucking bombing hills. And they lean a bike up against the light pole, and there's like, you know, a thin wire connected to it, so they get on it and they take off, man. And when that fucking tension hits, they
how do you
fly.
Not see the rope? They have that. They have the seat, the bar that goes up in the seat. They also have one that electrocutes you.
That's fun.
I've seen the dudes. It shocks the shit out of you, man. And I saw one the other day where the bike kind of blew up. And as they have like an airbag in the seat, and it blows up and knocks you off.
Man, speaking of the early internet videos, do you remember when they put the airbag under the tire in the tire shop?
Oh, my
man.
God. That guy went into the air.
Yeah, that guy hit the ceiling like the town drunk came and sat on it. And they said, dude, he hit the ceiling.
That was always in like Russia or something like that. They would do that shit.
I got a question.
Please.
What's worse?
Okay.
A man who steals bikes or a man who shoves a metal rod up another
that's,
man's
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a little cruel.
Yeah, I honestly think, yeah, man, that's like the death penalty for...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be frowned upon at some point.
I got you to get arrested for that.
I got you on bait cars here.
Okay.
It shouldn't be.
A bait car merely presents an opportunity for a crime, but it does not force or persuade an individual to commit the crime. Therefore, it does not meet the legal definitions of entrapment. It is, however, a dick move.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's...
written by a guy who got busted in a bait car.
That whole thing's a setup.
Real dick move.
All right, let's see here. This one's from Dustomatic, $10 bozo. First time, never had one read. Is it garbage if you still pay for text messages? I got a buddy who calls his provider and says, give me $20 in text.
Whoa.
That can't be real.
I think people are...
I love it.
Are in bed with not the best providers.
That's crazy.
You buy Lucy texts?
Let me get one more.
They all come in a bag.
It may or may not have an apple in it.
I remember as when everybody got cell phones, and I had cell phones, you know, before text messages were really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, and not everybody could send them and receive them and everything.
Sure.
And they charged you like 10 cents a pop.
It was a problem.
To send and receive.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my boy, I remember like the first month everybody could text. Everybody's just, just texting. And that first bill came in at like $488 or some shit.
To receive. That's entrapment.
Thank
that's
you.
Fucked up.
Thank
to receive. You got an asshole. You guys get some boys. You hate this guy? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to send you 50 fucking texts.
Oh, yeah.
I'll burn us
both. I didn't even think of that.
That's pretty good.
Why wouldn't I?
Do you remember minutes, too? How many minute nights and weekends? Like singular to singular was free.
Yes. I spent a lot of time in the early 2000s.
Doing your business at midnight.
2000s.
Yeah. I'm calling Tokyo.
100%. Like 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I spent a lot of time where my phone was half shut off, where I couldn't call,
but I could
take calls.
Wow.
Remember that? Yes.
I would always be my face. They'd give you like 3 days before shutting your service off completely where you could still receive calls.
Yeah.
And man, I would post on Facebook, phone's messed up.
Phone's messed up.
I can't make any outbound calls. And someone's like, you got to pay your bills. Hey, who the fuck you been talking
to? Got caught in a dunk tank with my phone, so hit me up. That's when you found out where you stood in the pecking order of your friends. Because that can get real lonely. If you can't make any calls, no one's calling you.
You ran out of AOL minutes, too. Burned on the internet.
It's 60 free hours. And I also remember when the minutes would... I remember when the first company, the minutes stopped rounding up. Do you remember that? Because they're like, if your phone call
the
was...
The rollovers?
If your phone call was an hour or a minute and 10 seconds, they billed you 2 minutes.
That's
and then, like,
up.
The first company was like, we're just going to charge you 1 minute and 10 seconds.
Wow.
And I remember being like, man.
That's 43 seconds. These are good people.
That's rich guy shit. Yeah. You can afford that?
Man, you're some kind of dirtbag if you're counting 30 seconds.
Those are my seconds, and I need them now.
You're just to be like on the phone with your friend, and you got 20 more seconds. Go ahead.
Buddy.
Like you're about to cut the commercial.
Yeah, I'm already over 2 minutes. Keep going.
Stretch.
Yeah, that shit sucked. That whole thing, for a while, I would love to know if they're making more money now or if they that first 10 years, they had to be cleaning
it
up.
It was probably like a run on the back.
Way less people had cell phones.
True.
Now everyone's got a cell phone.
True.
There are no house lines.
But dude, it was like my mom would get like, when we were on like a family plan, and I was like, I think I was in my early 30s or like late 20s.
Yeah.
And she would get a bill for like $500. Like, what the fuck is this? That's just crazy. I don't know. Something with the phone. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
And I also remember like the data. It wasn't unlimited data, so you could get data overages and
shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Remember when it would slow down if you were close or if you went over or something like that?
Oh, they throttle you back.
Yeah. Yeah. Put the kibosh.
No more naughty movies for you.
I remember every phone, though. They were all they had all fun. iPhones ruined phones. Because they used to be like, we got the fucking flip phone.
There was a lot of different.
Sure.
I had a sidekick.
This one's got wheels. Like, cool shit. And now everything's an iPhone. Everything's fucking dumb and bullshit.
The Razor.
Yeah, give me fun stuff again.
I had one with a kickstand. Do you remember that? It was an Android that had a kickstand, so you could it would prop up so you could watch movies.
And streamers on the handlebars.
A couple of baseball cards and the spokes.
Hey, Kippy's got a girl's phone.
They don't think cool anymore. Nothing's cool anymore.
No.
That's a great take. Yeah.
They should have stopped. I'm going to sound real old saying this. We should have stopped at the Razor.
Just stopped cell phones.
Should have stopped, yeah.
Hmm?
Should have stopped at the Razor.
Because
I remember for a minute, everybody had those Motorolas.
Chirp, shorty, chirp, back, man.
Oh, we were talking about.
Yeah, choop, choop. The Nextel chirp.
That was
man,
awesome.
You were trying to be a drug dealer.
It was just a walkie-talkie. It just had shittier technology in the phone.
Uh-huh.
It was literally a walkie-talkie.
It was
I
crazy.
Loved it. That was so cool to
for dudes on the job site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blow dealers.
What? Track phones were real big when kids were selling weed in high school.
It's a track phone.
Track phone was like a phone you could go buy at 7-Eleven for like $30.
Oh, yeah.
And put just prepaid, like, I want $50 worth of minutes on
it. Jason Bourne shit.
Can I still get those?
I believe so, yeah.
I want to get one of those. Man, your wife would think you were yourself. Up to no good.
Greg, it's Greg. I'm freaking out over here.
Storage unit with a bunch of toys and a bunch of burner phones.
Those old burners.
Good question.
All right, let's see. This one's from KJ Peterman. Love the name. Is it garbage to dance to Oasis on your wedding day?
I don't think so.
No, why?
Oasis is That's great. Not classy.
Oasis? It's one of the biggest rock bands of all time. What are we talking about?
Yeah,
Wonderwall?
So is Motley Crue. You're not fucking not pouring some sugar on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's
I don't know.
Def Leppard.
Wait, hold on.
Oasis Wonderwall is a nice. First of all, that's not really dancing music.
It's played out, man.
Your first slow dance?
Today is going to be a, that one.
Yeah, if that was a sing-along at the end of a wedding, I think that would be nice.
My interpretation is the first dance.
Maybe it could be Champagne Supernova. That guy tells a song. That's like a slow
song.
But it's like 90 minutes.
It's a long fucking song.
Yeah, it's a long dance, brother.
Or,
I mean, it's not.
Don't Go Away would be a good one. You know that song? Don't Go Away. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Rip your heart out.
We're going to get knocked for copyright.
I want to dance to Jumper.
I wish you would remember that. Dancing to Adam's song.
I never thought.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good impression.
Thanks. Yeah, I guess that is pretty trashy.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't classy.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? I didn't pay for Patreon, but what song? Do you guys remember what song you lost your virginities to?
I don't think I've. Okay.
Real setup, man.
Let me ask you a question, really, just ask myself.
All right, it's Stone to Stone.
I should have called my burner. Hello. Which should you fuck to?
Man.
Space Hog? Yeah, that was it.
That fucking tickled my funny bone. That was great.
Welcome back to Greg Stone on Greg Stone. I'm your host, Greg Stone. Today with us, we have the great Greg Stone.
It's Stone from downtown with the assist from Stone.
I'll loop myself in if I can.
Okay.
Stone drops back, gets the ball, passes it to Stone. Great tackle by Stone. We all just did the same bit.
That's all right. We have fun.
Which we famously did with Tom Papa.
Yeah.
Spo. I didn't listen to that episode.
No.
Not a fan of the podcast. I like you guys.
Okay.
So I don't think Toby's involved with Space Hog. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
In the meantime?
Sure.
Space Hog?
Yeah. I can't think of the song for some reason now. Space Hog. In the meantime.
In the meantime. Meantime was what it's called.
Meantime?
Yeah.
It's meantime.
Yeah.
Getting mean.
And that's all we all do wrong, dancing mean, the skies are blue. And all in all, we're just
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Just like. Yeah. Yeah. That's where I lost my virginity to.
No kidding.
How about you guys? Anything?
I couldn't remember the song if there was a song playing. Yeah, where were you? What were you in it? Were you in a Sam Goody? What the hell?
Just the squeaky sounds of a gross couch.
I had Adidas swishy pants on. Easy on, easy off. Remember those guys?
Yeah, dude, we called them warm-ups, man, and there was nothing better.
Were you working a bachelor party or something?
Well, I was in eighth grade. These were the dry humping days, and I would come prepared for the dry hump with the best possible pants, and they were the Adidas swishies. They'd make a lot of noise, though. That was a problem. The mom heard whoosh, 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 in the...
You also can't hide an erection if somebody pops in with those.
Oh, no.
Those things. You are pitching a tent.
You wear a belt underneath them. just to hook in.
Remember they used
great.
To be plastic? They were like those hard, swishy pants?
Yeah,
that's what I
exactly
loved them. The Adidas
about.
Ones.
Yeah.
The Adidas ones got real hot at the time.
They were not good for fat guys. The ones that are plastic that you're talking about that were almost like book bag material, those I would rip the shit out of those things right down the crotch.
I loved them.
Just
what happened? They don't even make them anymore.
I think they were poison.
Yeah, I think they were killing kids.
That's why I can't reproduce.
Yeah. It's like walking around in a Ziploc bag. No good for your testicles.
I remember one time I had a pair of them that was insulated.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I remember sweating in those things before lunch at school. Like, dude, just fucking behind the eight ball before I even got to class.
Didn't realize how good the heat was in the school district. Man. I know exactly what you're
And they have the elastic waist and the elastic legs, so it's like you're cutting weight for boxing or whatever. It's just a fucking sweatsuit.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, that's great.
So you were doing a little dry humping, huh?
A little dry humping, yeah. And then she let me get in there once, and then it was immediately over.
There you go.
It was exciting. The Wonderwall. So, yeah.
That was a match made in heaven.
Yeah. They were a great band. They had one song. It's a good song.
All right, let's see here. This one's just fun. I don't even understand this. This is from TNS. Is it garbage to list something on Facebook Marketplace with no intention of selling the item? You just want to show off your shit. That guy's just online flexing.
Yeah, that's all right.
I love that.
I got a brand new Lamborghini. $1,500 or best offer. Psych.
OBO. Psych, not for sale.
Dude,
Too busy killing it.
I had a guy do that to me. It was a fucking car I wanted so bad. It was one of my first cars I was going to buy. It was a red Volkswagen Corrado.
Corrado?
Yeah, they made them like a very short period. It was like a GTI. It was like a Golf, but it was like,
okay.
It looked a little bit like, it was like a slick fucking car. And a guy.
Oh, yeah. That is a pretty slick car.
Yeah, maybe back in the day, the guy took me for a ride. And the going rate for this thing at the time, let's say it was like $4,000, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, man, I got the money, I'll buy it. And he was like, yeah, $15,000. They gave me a number that was so crazy. And he was because he just didn't want to sell it. He just wanted me to get in his car and drive around with it.
He wanted to show it off.
Yes, because they were also very hard to find at the time, too, because they were very, like, there wasn't a lot of them.
My buddy had a GTI all through high school. It was
what I had.
Man, thing was really? All right.
Yeah.
They were just a little bit better than everybody else's car. The interior was nicer. The radio was good. You know, back then it was so European to you. You were like, oh, man, this might as well have been a Peugeot or something like that.
Yeah, the Peugeot.
Zipping around.
I had a VW. It was a GTI turbo. It was stick. That was where I peaked.
Did the AC work in that thing?
AC worked. Everything worked. It was awesome. My 6 CD changer in the trunk.
That's
by the
jacket
Chiefs.
Still.
Huh?
You're rocking that jacket? Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. That jacket came with the car.
Remember when you had if you wanted to hear a different CD, you had to open the trunk.
Who had the 5-disc changer in the trunk, money bag?
A guy who was working at Sears and was stealing from Sears.
Ah.
That's exactly who.
Shout out to you, Mr. Stone.
Stone to Stone. Returning something with no receipt to himself.
This was all just a setup for you to tell us you had a 5-disc changer in the car.
Oh, yeah.
No, never had that, man. That was so inconvenient.
No.
Yeah. We thought we were hot stuff when we got the sound system in the house that had the 5-disc changer. Remember,
it looked like
a pizza oven. It could come out in a 5-disc.
You want to hear the saddest thing? We had one, but we didn't own 5 CDs. So we only had the Eagles' greatest, Hell Freezes Over, and something else.
It's like Russian roulette. With you.
I remember being like, man, one day when our number comes in, we'll be able to fill this bad boy.
Dude, I just last, 2 years ago, I found it was a 200-disc changer. The front opens down. I found it. Someone's throwing it out. So I grabbed it and I brought it in the house. And it was a DVD changer.
Found it on the street?
Found it on the street. Man. For years. This is definitely probably 10 years ago. For years, my wife is going, throw it away. And I'm like, it's a 200-disc changer. I can't throw it away. And she was like, we don't need CDs. Digital is completely out.
Sure.
But it was something I always wanted.
The idea of having, I don't know, 4 DVDs, let alone 200 of them, is crazy.
Man, Stone's got hoarder written all over him.
Yeah, I have storage space. And it is full, and my wife is mad.
Find you in there with a tower of Smurfs all over you.
I swear to God, man. My wife, big reason that figure came to you is that my wife was like, you got too much of this shit. She's like, I like to just give them out to people, try to get you guys.
I love it. I think it's the sweetest thing ever.
I wasn't stoning a stone on that. I was just trying to.
Here's a story about me being nice and sweet and awesome.
Remember my 5-disc changer?
All right, let's see here. This one's from Michael. I'm more just confirming it's garbage, but are you garbage if the only song you sing at karaoke is Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry? Man, that song is a certain kind of trash. You know that one? Crazy bitch.
Really gets the tramp stamps moving.
The tramp stamps, and I always feel it's a woman in jeans that are 10 years too old. You know what I mean? They got a cool pocket or something, or the perfect amount of rip or something.
The design on the pocket.
Yeah, there's some studded diamonds or something.
Yeah. I was thinking Crazy Town. Yeah. Butterfly.
Sugar Baby. I did karaoke for a very long time.
What the fuck?
I found a patch. Little mustache patch.
Are you a karaoke man?
Wait a minute. You don't know about this?
No.
You don't know
I don't read the trades, no.
Can I pause?
Karaoke Quarterly?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, please.
So I did stand up in 2001 the first time.
Okay.
2002. I bombed so bad that I was afraid to go back. So for, I'm going to say, 3 years? Maybe 1 year? No, 1 year. One full year. I went to karaoke, and I was straight edge. I did not drink at the time. Every single night of the week, every night, up and down New Jersey, doing karaoke every night as a man named Gus Dakota. Gus Dakota used to wear a members only jacket, fake mustache, face sunglasses. I had a set list. Anthony DeVito used to come. He was my little Indian friend, Suntoon. So they would introduce. They would go, ladies and gentlemen, Gus Dakota. And then Anthony would run up to the microphone and go, no. And then he would reintroduce me. He would go, your next singer, the Sultan of Swing. He's the king of whatever.
A big, yeah.
He would bring me up. He would re-bring me up. And then as this karaoke guy, I did karaoke every single night as a different person.
What kind of venue? Like just like bars and
Tiffs,
stuff?
Every place that had karaoke.
Tiffs, obviously Tiffs. Yeah. Tiffs. I mean, you're not in the industry.
That was on the weekends though.
And I tell you, I told my friend this, who was a manager at TGI Fridays, and I go, my
friend with a good crew back then.
And I go, Pete.
Bunch of lady killers. Fake mustaches, DeVito.
Getting laid.
And the manager of a Fridays in North Bergen.
Getting laid in tearaway pants.
It was in Willowbrook Mall. So I tell my friend Pete about how he was doing this karaoke, and he was like, oh, that's so hilarious. I go, ah, Pete, I got a question. He goes, I was like, can I pick up some shifts? I need a little bit of money. And he goes, like, yeah, come. I show up as Gus Dakota. Fake
just
mustache,
to work
sunglasses.
At-
headband at TGI Fridays. I had nunchucks on me. You had to wear flair on the
sure.
Things. I just stapled a picture of a bear. And he goes, so I guess I got Gus, huh? I go, you fucking AAA, right? You got Gus. He changes my name in the system. I worked for 6 months as TGI Fridays as Gus Dakota. People I used to work with had no idea it was me. They had no idea. I was in character as the legend of Gus Dakota.
I think everybody knew, but I was afraid to be like, what's that guy's deal?
I mean, I'd love to yes and you on this, but I have evidence. I'm sitting next to my boy Derek, and I was Greg, right? And he goes, hey, yo, G-man. He was like, yo, we got this crazy guy here. This guy, Gus, he got a fake mustache and falls off. He's like, he carries nunchucks. It's crazy. You got to see him. And he's telling me about this. And I was like, yeah, I was like, man, that's pretty crazy. He had no idea. I was like, that's me, dog. That was me.
I mean,
do you not believe this? I have a YouTube video.
No,
you're like karaoke Serpico.
Yeah, I swear to God, man. I just did. I was so into karaoke that we just went every day.
I love how it's like stand up isn't working out. What's next? Karaoke.
Yeah.
Local karaoke.
Identity fraud. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
Met a girl. Is it Gus? It was crazy. It was fun. I mean,
huh.
I feel like you guys are looking at me like you don't believe me. I don't know what's
no,
happening.
No.
If I find out your wife thinks that your name is Gus, dude,
I'm fully believe you. I'm just, it's a lot. That's all.
But yes, so I was very into karaoke.
Moral of the story. Yeah, I kill it. Almost, what was your go-to song?
I only did Neil Diamond.
Really?
As Gus, I would only do Neil. But if I was Greg, I opened with Torn, Natalie Imbruglia. I had my own style and my own way of doing it. Single-handedly, the reason people do...
Change the game.
Wait, how do you have your own style of doing it when it's a tape?
He does it in Spanish.
Nothing much, I'm down! I would do it. I had my own way of doing Torn, and it would bring the house down.
They know.
They knew. Yeah, they got it. The reason Journey came back, the reason people know Don't Stop Believing, I guarantee, is because of me. I did Don't Stop Believing so well every single night of the week, I think single-handedly started putting it back in the radio rotation, and then the song came back. I swear to God. They owe me money. You guys, I don't understand this look you guys are giving me right now. Do you hate me?
No.
I think you're nuts.
I am what I am.
Yeah, I think you're fucking crazy. This guy's taking crazy pills over here.
I can't believe I freaked you guys out with this. All the things I said.
No, everything has been freaking me out.
You worked at TGI Fridays under an assumed name wearing a fake mustache?
And
what did the table say?
Oh,
and
my
did you
God,
also originally, also, were you working there as Greg
and
Dakota?
Did you say the best
so I worked
my
there
life?
Like 3 or 4 years as Greg, and then I quit.
Got and came
then
back as Dakota.
Pete was the manager, and I go, Pete, and he goes, yeah, I'll sign you up. And he saw me, went, hell yeah. I was still getting checks to Greg, mm-hmm. but the name on the receipt would say Gus.
Would you have the sunglasses on? And
sunglasses, fake mustache. And I used to use 3M spray mount on my face to get to keep the mustache on, and it burned like hell every
talk
goddamn time.
Talk about having a
that's
lot of
that's why
the
mustache
fun.
Is falling off. The chemicals
yeah,
are catching
Jesus
up to
Christ.
You.
Chemical burns.
And wait, yeah. What about when it was like busy? You would stay in character and...
Yeah, man. I would only... My tables...
What happened...
I wish Greg was here to help me.
What happened when corporate showed up and there was a guy running around the restaurant in a fake mustache and wearing sunglasses?
He would say things like, do I question you about them fake-ass titties? Don't talk about my mustache. Like, I would say wild things and people loved it. They laughed. It was hilarious. I got the best tips of my life. I was only working like one day a week. You know, like a shift I'd show up and like 6 months.
Man, if he came up to the table,
I'd leave. I'm not letting a guy with a fucking fake mustache give me my fucking potato skins. What are you, nuts?
Yep. Give people, I always recommended the Reuben. I remember I go, try the Reuben. And they'd be like, there's no Reuben on the menu. I don't know what's on the fucking menu. And they go, I don't know what's happening here. I love it.
That's all right. Recommended something.
This guy's always doing bits. I got to give you. Oh, God.
Most people laugh at that story. Not you guys.
I know. I laugh.
It's slightly off-putting.
Yeah.
It was like I told you, I faked having chemo.
Which reminds me.
Which, from 2012 to 2013, let me tell you a little something.
Shout out to Tom Papa.
Shout out to Tom Papa. Oh, God, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right, this one's from John. You ever wear a concert t-shirt under a white dress shirt and then realize middle of the day why everyone has been asking you if you're a big fan of the Eagles?
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
Man.
It always shows worse in public. In your room, under like, there's like the windows.
That light.
That light, you're fine. It passes the test, but then when you get under those fluorescent lights at like a cubicle.
Man, I remember realizing that oh shit, you can see through this. Because I used to wear different colored t-shirts underneath if I had to wear a dress shirt somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you go into the bathroom and you're like, oh fuck, they can see my jersey.
Yeah.
Do you remember
it's
the
number
age?
Four.
Do you remember the age you were when you realized girls could see your eyes looking at their boobs? It was a very specific time. I remember looking at a girl and, and you're like, stop looking at my boobs. I go, how do you know? And they're like, yeah, your eye. I can see your eyes.
Sure.
I just thought that you couldn't see
like
the eyes.
Like if your head was up here, like if if your eye line looked that way, then
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing they would notice or see. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm in a lot of trouble. There's a lot of reasons.
He was 32.
My wife's friend's Christine.
That's why you wore the sunglasses.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All right, we got time for a couple more here. This one I don't even understand. This is from Jeff, $10 homie, never had one read. Is it garbage if you like them dollar burgers from Dollar Tree?
What?
T-Bone, can you get eyes on, are they serving hot burgers? Or
no.
Like,
definitely not. It's all frozen.
Yeah, it's got to
like
be
one,
frozen.
$1 frozen burger, which I got to be honest with you, might not be too shabby.
In the single plastic thing?
Yeah.
7-Eleven used to bang with those, and you put them in a microwave.
Uh-huh.
And I've been on record saying this. They weren't that bad.
I'm with it.
And 7-Eleven for a half a minute, too, also had the burgers hot in a little box up front.
Yeah.
Those were pretty goddamn good.
Remember, I get shit for it, but I like those spinning
taquitos.
Big
fan.
Of course.
Big fan.
Oh, okay. All right. I was shamed my whole life.
No. I mean, it's trashy. Yeah. It's not a Michelin star. I love it. Dude, I've well documented. I fuck with the pizza at 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah. No, the pizza's fine.
And I've had the burger dog.
The burger dog?
You know, the.
What?
It's just like burger meat on a hot dog?
Yeah, it's the long
way. It's like a tube burger.
The cheeseburger roll.
I like this.
I don't know,
idea.
Whatever it's called. Yeah. You've never seen those? Oh, they're delicious.
But why not just get a burger?
Because they don't have them there.
No, because they need everything to be in a tube.
It's got to be on a roller.
I understand.
Yeah. Next to the Big Bites.
A burger is just going to tumble if you do.
Which I never realized, or I never put it together. There's the Big Bites. Then there's also something else at 7-Eleven. The Hama Mamas, or what do they call them? The Big Mamas. They were like brats. They were too big of a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed clear. They always had little white pieces inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
White is not a thing you want on a lot of food.
No. That's a great
white's
point.
White's disturbing.
That's
no.
a great point.
You don't
point.
Want to see little white specks.
It's a fingernail or something.
Or cartilage or
you
something
have anything
like
on
that.
The dollar burgers?
I do. Fast Bites cheeseburger. It's a buck, and it looks like you would eat it in a bomb shelter.
Really?
Okay.
It's not great, dude.
Fast Bites cheeseburger. Let me get an eye on this. I mean, that's what I expected.
That's all right. $107?
That's probably for fucking 15,000 of them.
You can feed a school.
Start moving
that's
some
what
weight.
They, yeah, that's what they used to feed at school in the 90s and shit. Was that, you know, that kind of shit.
Here's a question
uh-huh.
for Greg or Gus. Toby, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask. This is a Toby question.
Toby Gus.
That has been stirring up a lot of debate, a lot of controversy, and there really is no answer. Toby's question was, what sauce do you put with onion rings? He said the onion ring doesn't have
a home-based
tried
sauce.
And true identity sauce to go with it.
So I would agree. It doesn't, but that's what's good about the onion ring, is it'll... For you, it'll be anything it wanted to be.
I like that take.
Pretty good.
You know, what would very you personal take.
What do you want to see... When if you go to a place and you order onion rings,
yeah.
What do you want on the side?
Because we all know ketchup isn't hidden.
I'm going to say this, and I don't care. Whatever. I'll accept who I am, right? Multiple sauces. If I'm getting onion rings, I want ranch and I want barbecue sauce. I want some kind of weird mustard they're doing. I love when they give me a big metal knife with like onion rings on it. Not a knife, but like an onion ring tree.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know? And they go, and here are all our variety sauces. Because I'm here for the sauces, but the onion ring is the vessel.
There you go.
It's not a bad.
That's pretty good.
I had a breakthrough about this last night because it's been driving me crazy, this thing. Putting a lot of overtime on this.
Big day. That's what we do.
Big day at the office. I think that the perfect sauce for the onion ring, Outback Steakhouse, handled it with the sauce they give you with the blooming onion.
Yes.
Gosh.
That's a great sauce.
What is that?
I don't know. It's that like spicy mayonnaise like spicy something.
And that's mayo. What I was thinking, but I couldn't get it out. They're one of those mayonnaise half yellow, half white sauce.
Which we said are some type of remoulade.
Yes.
Yeah. Small bowl combined. Okay, let's see. I got you right here.
You know what I love on my onion ring? A fucking barbecue sauce, cheeseburger. I just like, you know, one of those burgers.
You do?
I just want a burger.
You know the burger?
You like an onion ring and a burger?
Yeah.
If it's done right, yeah. If it's
a specific kind of burger.
But here's the thing. Right, yeah. If you take a bite of that and you pull the entire onion ring out of its casing, the rest of the burger's ruined. Because then you just have a little bit of batter.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. I don't mind some batter on there.
Believe it or not, I can't do it for as fat as I am.
So the blooming onion is ketchup, mayonnaise, horseradish, ooh, garlic, paprika, cumin, oregano, salt, and pepper.
That's pretty good.
It's great.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The calorie count on the blooming onion is like enough for the week. It's like 63,000.
You never had one.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's wild. It's been a while since I've eaten one, but it's
bad. They're also very big. You're crushing one? I don't think I've ever... I think I might have tasted one.
No, your boy just got diabetes, so I'm out of the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Gus or Greg?
Last week.
Greg's healthy as an ox.
Gus could never get it. Gus be dipping on that.
1620 on the calories.
Wow.
The blooming onions.
1620,
that's your size.
For an appetizer. That's before you get to the main course.
That's just getting the party started.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Pre-diabetic.
I'm the last point away... I'm pre-diabetic to the last edge.
Okay.
So I'm 1 point away from diabetes.
I think you can get there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I got this last 2 days ago, and my wife was like, my wife's a nutritionist, and I'm like, you got to get better at your job. Okay, what are we doing?
You're really letting us down here, man.
Yeah, like, you blame her immediately.
I mean, like, you know, I would help you with your screenplay. Help me. Anyway, so we change everything.
I'm helping you with your we got to wrap it up, gang.
Okay. Well, hold on, Roke. What's the story with that? You're pulling back on everything?
Yeah. We're gonna.
Do you
make
eat a lot of
changes.
Candy and stuff like that?
It's not candy. So immediately.
I mean, he's not eating fucking Brussels sprouts every day.
Thanks, buddy. Bag of cigarettes. I want it back.
Please take them.
So I eat a bacon cheese. I eat a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel every single day. And my wife was like, well, we can immediately cut that out. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that's a major problem.
Sure.
You're doing that at home or you're going and buying that?
I buy it every day.
Okay.
And then
where at?
For lunch, there's a bagel place by my house.
Okay.
Yeah, I walk home from get my kid. I get a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a bagel. Then for lunch, I'll do, like, a sub sandwich, you know. And then for dinner, it's everything in the fridge. Whatever is there, I eat it. So, but we're knowing. We're changing. We're cutting the. For me, it's bread and pasta. That's my
gotcha.
Fucking thing. It's not really candy.
Jams you up.
Yeah, jams me up big time.
It's good to hear, buddy.
I love it.
I mean,
because we love you.
Yeah. I thought you said it's good to hear that I got diabetes.
Son of a bitch. It's the best news I've heard all week.
Serves you right, you piece of shit. Because I was at that karaoke one night, and you bumped me. Gang, our good pal, Mr. Greg Stone, has a brand new special out. Nobody Presents Greg Stone. It's on his YouTube page. He is one of the funniest guys working. You have to check it out. And you can hear him every week on his amazing podcast, Friday Night Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Greg Stone.
Hey.
Oh,
thanks
for having
thank
me.
Thank you.
What else you want the folks out there to know, buddy? Hit them with anything you want.
Dates, anything?
That's all. I mean,
okay.
I literally have nothing. I have absolutely nothing.
You got the diabetes going for
I got
you.
The diabetes.
Not yet. He didn't even get that.
Yeah. I mean,
he's point one away.
Stop talking. I can't even do the diabetes right. I mean, I was excited to be here. That's all I really got going on in my life. And I'm going to go home and I'll kiss my kid in his lips.
All there right. you go, pal.
Yep.
So love happy to have you back.
Yeah,
congrats
man.
On the special. We love you so much.
Always a blast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kippy, what do you got for him?
We are gearing up for the 2024 Through the Roof Tour. All tickets are on sale at rugarbage.com. The first run is Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, and Tampa. We got a second show out at the Wilbur. Get them tickies.
Love you, gang. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.